Welcome to another episode of Searching the Obvious, a podcast by Dixiel Rodriguez. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? Psalms 139:7. Dr. Rodriguez focuses on how the Holy Spirit is ever active in our surroundings and in our lives, urging us to serve others. Her personal stories challenge the listener to be mindful of the Christian walk, recognizing our own fallibilities.
Every weekday afternoon, the Physical Therapy, or PT, Center of Rosewood Street is full. The building is not marked. The facility is state-of-the-art. The staff is knowledgeable and compassionate. The families know and support one another. Yet the real members are the children, ages 4 to 12, working on rigorous exercises to help them speak, walk, and use their hands. Even with the advantages of early detection for muscular disorders, the window of opportunity for permanent functionality is small. Today, I am here to sign up for potluck duty. The annual Families Together Days in Rosewood Park is next week. Families gather at the park, picnic, potluck offered, and, most important, children feature an original craft they created, highlighting the therapy they work on. As I open the door to the center, I'm reminded that this is a place of great hope. Maybe I'll see Teddy, my 7-year-old friend. One day, Teddy presented me with an outline of my first name and all the medical treatment prefixes it resembled in spelling and sound. He gently recommended alternatives for change, such as using my middle name. The result, Chaplain Liz. I visit with Teddy's mom, Vicky. She homeschools Teddy and cares for his daily appointments. James, Teddy's father, works 3 jobs to ensure the treatments continue. I learn about Teddy's project for the park. He has built a small wooden boat and attached a small propeller motor. The goal? To walk a few steps, unassisted, driving the boat from shore down Rosewood Park Lane. Families Together Day arrives. As I organize food on the long picnic table, a commotion erupts. I look up. Teddy, holding a remote control, points at the little wooden boat moving down the river at a quicker pace than planned. James is running after him. I smile and continue my task, but everyone around me is quiet and still. I look up again, and this time I see it. Teddy is chasing the boat, without a wheelchair, walker, or crutches. Yet he does not notice this. When the boat stops, he turns around and jumps with joy. Even from a distance, we can hear Teddy, "Dad, I stopped the boat." Then he looks around. "Wait, did I just walk here?" James crumbles to his knees, sobbing. There are moments when the torrent of human emotion encounters the peace of the divine, and for a moment, our blessings seem crystal clear, our purpose undeterred, our prayers and hopes heard and continuously replenished. We search for evidence of these moments. Yet, are they not always present, waiting for us, a gift from our Heavenly Father? As James reaches for his son, a standing ovation ensues from all the families and bystanders. Hours later, the sun has set. We are all heading home. I walk quietly behind James, who holds a very tired Teddy, his precious head on his father's shoulder. "Everybody should get one," mumbles Teddy. "A standing ovation, it's nice. We all work hard. Everyone happy. You think my angel stood up too?" James tenderly pats his son's back. "I think your angel, his friends, and God were the first on their feet, buddy. Then all of heaven, not just today." I drive home imagining how beautiful a celestial standing ovation must be for all of us.
Searching the Obvious is written and narrated by Dixiel Rodriguez. We invite you to subscribe to her podcast along with all of our podcasts. You can find them at AdventistReview.podbean.com. That's AdventistReview.podbean.com.